September 5th is the anniversary of the death of Mother Teresa, who is well known around the world for her work in charity and selfless giving. And Mother Teresa was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979 for her lifelong work dedicated to helping the poorest of the poor around the world, in India and elsewhere. And her charity was rooted in the recognition that every human being is created equal, no matter where they come from or what they believe in. And her legacy of bridging cultures and religions by promoting charity and solidarity, it stands as a model for us all, even today.
To what extent do you believe individuals should support this day? And do you think this is something that is just of concern for high-income countries? Or do you think it concerns everyone, including those from low-income countries?
Charity is far from being limited to donations by rich countries to low-income countries. There are some general misperceptions about charity, but the reality is that the vast majority of charitable activities is carried out locally and not internationally, and it's carried out by individuals. So charity is often viewed as the rich helping the poor, but actually most of the time it's everyday people helping one another. It's a neighbor helping another neighbor who got into some kind of trouble, or even kids helping other kids. And we believe also that charity provides real social bonding. It strengthens the fabric of our societies, and thereby it contributes to more resilient and inclusive communities. And as the UN Secretary General so eloquently put it in his message for the first International Day of Charity, he said that charitable impulse resides in every human being. So we believe that it is relevant for all individuals in all countries.
And with the new Sustainable Development Goals coming into effect from next year, what, if anything, do you think will be different about how charity is viewed in the global arena?
Charities have contributed in a great deal to the achievement of the Millennium Development Goals, the MDGs, by fighting poverty, hunger, and by also providing basic education and health services for those in need. And these are just a few examples. And many of these goals will remain just as relevant during the upcoming sustainable development agenda. So we believe that the work done by charity organizations and also the commitment of individuals, either through volunteering or donations, will remain crucial in making the SDGs successful.